Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. Just wanted to remind you, friends, as long as you want to become sheep, remember that the wolves will devour you, and devouring they are. It's time to speak up, stand up, and say enough is enough as to what's going on in this country. As promised, what we're going to do is we're going to go back to the old past. We're going to go back to the 30s, the 40s, and what we remember the most. But before we do that, I want you to check this out, because it says in Jeremiah 6:16, "Thus saith the Lord, stand in the ways and see and ask for the old path where the way is good, and walk therein, and you shall find rest for your souls." But you know what the people said, friends? You know, everybody talks about the good old days, don't they? But you know, when God told them to go back to the old ways, you know what they did? They said, "We will not walk therein. We're not going to go back. No way. Why would we want to do that? Why would we want to go back to the old ways?" Well, let's go back to the old past. Let's go to Jeremiah 6:16, as I just did, and then let's go back to the 1930s and just kind of go back and see what took place during them times. World news in 1930, friends. The French Assembly passes a Social Security bill. Clyde Tombaugh discovers Pluto, the ninth planet of our solar system. Japanese Prime Minister Yuko Hamaguchi is shot. Immigration from the United States exceeds immigration to the U.S. for the first time. Mahatma Gandhi leads the civil disobedience movement in India against Great Britain. And Germany bans the film All Quiet on the Front, the Western Front. Huh. Interesting. The Western Front. Oh, my goodness. Let's go back to the 30s and see what was so interesting about the 30s. Well, the President of the United States was Herbert Hoover. The Vice President of the United States was Charles Curtis. The Pulitzer Prize winner was Laughing Boy by Oliver Lafarge. The Nobel Peace Prize winner was Lars Olof Nathan Solderblom. Miss America in 1930 was, well, it wasn't held. Just think about that. And I bet you they had clothes on back then. Stephanie's going to tell you a little bit of a story about her grandma. If her socks were showing or if her ankles were showing, folks, that was a big no-no. Matter of fact, you can go online and see where police would used to, where they used to go to beaches, friends, with a tape measure. And if their bathing suits were too short, they could get fined and kicked off the beach. Pretty crazy, huh? Now what we do is we see half-naked women on the beach and we think it's funny. Yet Jesus said, "He who even looks at a man or a woman to lust after him has already committed adultery with him in your heart." Wow, that's pretty harsh. No, it's not. He knows exactly what he's talking about. Prevention is better than cure, friends. And let me say this to those that want to play the game. You want to play with fire to see if you're going to get burned. When you look, the first one's free. The second one will cost you. Don't turn a second time. Because remember that Jesus said in Matthew 5, he said that if your eye offends thee, he said, pluck it out and cast it from thee, for it's more profitable that you go into heaven with one eye than go into hell with both. In other words, let me say it this way. If I was to ask you if you would sell me one of your eyeballs for $1 million, what would you say? You would say, no way, my eyes are too valuable. Do you understand the point that he's making? That's why he's telling you, in magnifying the law through grace, by magnifying the law under grace to show you the value of your soul, and that's why he told you not to do it. Don't look. Well, Bradley, what are we supposed to have, frontlets on our eyes? No, I'm not saying it like that. I'm simply saying take captive every thought and make it obedient unto the word of God. I was just talking about, we're talking about in the 30s, that there was no Miss America pageant. And I said, I bet you they were dressed.
Yep.
And remember the story your grandma told us where that even if her ankles were to show?
Yeah, so one, you know, warm day, they decided to kind of drop their stockings for some anklets.
She's 96 years old. Six.
And she said only to get pointed right down to the principal's office because they had a sense of modesty. So they couldn't even wear, they had their ankles showing. They had to wear, you know, they tried the anklets, but that didn't work. They were supposed to wear their stockings. You know, it reminds me the Bible, it talks about that women adorn themselves in modest apparel with shamefacedness. Now, we could get mad and say, oh, the guys are just such perverts and so on and so forth. Well, you're just as guilty as the man for
the
how
you
dress. The woman is. So if you're dressing where you can, everyone can see everything you got, you're just as guilty as the guy who's looking at you.
Why would you want to bait that individual
onto
your chest or your backside or whatever the case is? Anyways, I wanted to make a point in something you're saying there. I bet they didn't have the problem with rape
back then. Oh, of course. That's such a great point. When you're looking at that, most women out there, they want to be loved, and they're looking for their knight in shining armor. Well, then I have to ask you, how are you baiting that man? If you're baiting that man where the only thing he wants from you is that one thing, and he's attracted to your outsides rather than your heart and who you are on the inside, you're going to get the jerk that you're liable to find by dressing in such a fashion. So we need to make sure that we understand that, yes, both the guy who's looking at the girl who's scantily clothed and the girl herself for choosing to be scantily clothed are both guilty.
1930, interesting facts. Life expectancy in the 1930s was 59.7 years.
Mm-hmm.
In 1930, the life expectancy was 59.7 years.
It's not very old, if you think about it.
As a matter of fact, did you also know that in 1930, the year included the inventions of the Twinkie, Wonder Bread, Sliced, and Snicker candy bars were invented in the 1930s.
Yes, I love it.
Oh,
love Snickers.
So do I, in excess. Do forgive me. In 1930, the cost of living. This is obedient nation, friends. We're on the decline, though, at this point. Do keep in mind. But understand that in the 1930s, the cost of living, the price of a new house in 1930, a brand new house was $7,146. The average income for a household in 1930 was $1,973 per year.
Wow.
Per year. A brand new car in the 1930s was $610. The average rent in 1930 was $15 per month. The tuition to Harvard University was $400 per year. Per year.
Nice.
A movie ticket in the 1930s, 25 cents. Gasoline per gallon. You ready for this one, friends?
Oh, I don't think anyone's ready.
Talking about going back to the old past, Jeremiah 6:16. Gasoline, 10 cents per gallon. The United States postage stamp wasn't 49 cents. It was 2 cents a piece.
Oh, boy.
2 cents.
Oh, that's amazing.
Let's go to food. What did it cost for 10 pounds of sugar back in the 30s? 65 cents. A gallon of vitamin D milk was 56 cents per gallon. Ground coffee per pound, 1930, was 46 cents per pound. Bacon was 25 cents per pound. Eggs were 15 cents per dozen. Fresh ground hamburger was 13 cents per pound. And fresh baked bread in 1930 was 9 cents per loaf. Per loaf. Is that crazy?
You could eat a lot of food for really cheap. I mean,
oh, you
could
live for very cheap. I bet they were liberated.
Yeah, if you like 18 cents, well, I'm in 1936, but you said 15 cents per dozen eggs.
Let's just do this. Let's bring you to the 40s. Bring you to the 40s. So, friends, when we come back, we're going to bring Stephanie up to the 1940s. Do you have 1940?
I got 1936.
Okay, I got 1940. Folks, we're going to pull up 1940 for you. So when we come, here it is. Remembering when in the 1940s, going back to the old past, Jeremiah 6:16. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
16 says, thus saith the Lord, stand in the old ways and see and ask for the old past, the old past, the old past. Folks, by the way, we're not to be given to those that are given to change. Now everybody's saying they want their change back because they weren't given the change that was promised. And by the way, the selling points concerning the change concerning Barack Hussein Obama through his lying lips and his lying mouth, they didn't get what they bargained for. They thought that we were going to go back to our founding documents. No, he took it the other way. He attacked the founding documents. But this is what happens to a nation. I was just on the 30s, friends. This is what a God-fearing nation looks like. But you know what the people said when God said, go back into the old paths? Where's the good way and walk therein? And you shall find rest for your souls. You know what they said? They said, we will not walk therein. And then he goes on in verse 17, also I'll set watchmen over you, saying, listen carefully to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not listen. It's like, okay, is there any winning here, friends? You know, this is really what it comes down to. So let's go over to 1940, Steph. What do you got?
Okay, so 1940. The President of the United States was Franklin Roosevelt. The Vice President of the United States was John Garner. The Pulitzer Prize winner was The Grapes of Wrath by John Steinbeck. Now, it's interesting that you said the Miss America pageant was not going on in the 1930s. However, in 1940, they did start this and had it going.
It's not like it didn't start the way we see it today, I can tell you that.
Of course not. Absolutely. And Frances Murray Burke from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, was the winner of the Miss America pageant. Now, the life expectancy climbed about maybe 4 years or so. Actually, about three. 62.9 years was the life expectancy. Now, this is something interesting. Remember when Richard and Maurice McDonald opened a hamburger stand at their drive-in, which marked the beginning of the McDonald's franchise? That's been around since 1940.
Yeah. I wonder if they knew that all their foods are going to be made out of GMOs.
Oh,
and
exactly.
Then, folks, by the way, we're starting to see McDonald's shut down, and I've never seen that before, so people are catching on to what they're using in
Oh my
food,
gosh,
yeah.
If you see what's the inside of a Chicken McNuggets, I think it would gross you out for a month. All right, now, Lily, the cost of living, a new house was $3,900. $1,725. The average income was $1,725 per year. A new car was $850. The average rent was $30 a month. You spend $30 just, you know, going to eat at a fast food restaurant or one meal this day.
When I was a kid, I remember that rent was $400 because I never lived in a house.
Yep.
We moved 37 times, and I lived in apartments my whole life. And I remember that rent was $425 a month for a two-bedroom.
Wow.
Two-bedroom.
Wow.
Yep.
So, speaking of Harvard.
That was in the 80s.
Yeah, that was in the 80s. Now look at what it is now. So, okay, so tuition to Harvard, you're talking about Harvard. Yeah, it was $420 per year. A movie ticket was 30 cents each. Gasoline was 11 cents per gallon. A United States postage stamp was 3 cents. Now, talking about food. Sugar for 10 pounds was 59 cents. The vitamin D milk was 51. Ground coffee, for all you coffee lovers out there, was only 42 cents per pound. Bacon was 40 cents per pound. Eggs, 19 cents per dozen. So, you know, went up 3 cents in 10 years, and that's doing pretty good. Fresh ground hamburger, 15 cents per pound. That's really good for hamburger. Fresh baked bread. We're talking about fresh baked bread, not the kind that's sliced and already in there for 15 years before you get it.
Oh, you want your house to smell good?
Oh, bake a loaf of bread.
Oh, my goodness.
That's 8 cents per loaf. And then the birth notices of some famous people. I won't say important people. I'll just say famous people. Born in 1940 was Tom Brokaw, Al Pacino, and Ringo Starr.
Interesting.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. And you can go with all the music of the day. In fact, I was just looking at the 1930s. There was some song that was popular by a guy named Fats. And I thought, huh, that's kind of, I wonder if that's his given name.
I want to highlight something. For those that didn't know, did you know, friends, that Harvard's motto for their college motto is Truth for Christ and the Church and for the Glory of Christ?
Yep.
Did you know that? Just wanted to highlight that. Did you also know that concerning Oxford's motto, did you know that the Lord is my light, taken from Psalm 27? See, well,
people are like, what?
What, dude? Yes, yes. They were all used to raise up congregants and congregationalists. They were preachers raising people up to be the church. And that's why you're known today as the greatest missionaries to the world, friends, because of who we were at the beginning, the inception of this country, for a long, long time. Let's go over to the 1950s. 1950, now this is where things started getting a little out of hand. Just incrementally, we started getting immoral. And by the way, when Elvis Presley came onto the scene, he was gassed to the fire. And for those that didn't know, Elvis, all of his Grammys came from his gospel records. And in the 50s, for those that didn't know, it was very common, friends, to hear nothing but Christian music being played on the airwaves.
Okay.
Just wanted to tell you that I wasn't here, but I did my homework.
That's right.
So let's go back to the 1950s. Oh, and did you also know that Elvis knew that he was supposed to be a preacher, but he said that if he sold himself out to God, a lot of people would be out of work.
Mm-hmm.
So really what he did at length is sold his soul, right? Okay, so let's get over to this. 1950, interesting facts. President of the United States, Harry Truman. Vice President of the United States is Alvin Barkley. Let's just go over to life expectancy, which was 68.2 years. So things were getting longevity of a life, human life on this planet in our given time. It started to, elongate a little bit longer while we, you know, were allotted more time, right? Life expectancy, 68.2 years. In 1950, it was decided that since the majority of Miss America's year of service fell in the next calendar year, the woman who won in the 1950 would become Miss America in 1951. So the process remains in effect today.
Yeah. Oh, really? Okay, that makes sense.
That was one of the important points. Also going over to the cost of living in the 1950s, now we're going to probably get to some people that, man, I was raised up in the 50s, brother. Well, if you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-233-0747. New house, 1950, $8,450. $450. Average income in 1950, $3,216 per year. A new car in the 1950s, $1,511. The average rent in 1950 was $75 per month. Tuition to Harvard University, $600 per year. A movie ticket was 65 cents. Gasoline, 18 cents per gallon. United States postage stamp, 3 cents. Going back to, again, Jeremiah 6:16. The people said we would not have it so. This was a God-fearing nation, and it still is, friends. We just need to act out what we believe. Food, granulated sugar. Sugar. I remember a girl used to call her dog Sugar. He's Sugar. Sugar. 85 cents for 10 pounds in the 50s. Vitamin D milk, a gallon, 84 cents. Ground coffee per pound, 70 cents. Bacon, 50 cents per pound. Eggs, 24 cents per dozen. Fresh ground hamburger per pound, 49 cents in the 1950s. Fresh baked bread, 14 cents per loaf. 14 cents per loaf.
Wow.
And we can get into some of the songs as well. But it's interesting when you look at these little jammies here, friends, going back to the Remember When's, it just shows you all of the old advertisements, and they're pretty cool.
Yeah, they are cool. And yeah. I noticed everyone's all smiling. I thought, well, you know, if you look at advertisements today, usually everyone's pretty much smiling, so on and so forth. So I've got jumping now to the 1960s. I thought this was interesting. National news in 1960. President Eisenhower warns against the military-industrial complex.
Yeah, hello.
In his farewell address, okay, how much should we take heed to that, okay? John F. Kennedy won the 1960 presidential election by 113,057 votes, defeating Vice President Nixon. Aluminum cans are used for the first time. Now, this is interesting for all you people who use copy machines or Xerox machines. Xerox introduces the first commercial document reproduction machine in 1960. And how grateful we are for that. Where would we be without our copy machines? That's for sure. The President of the United States in 1960 was Dwight Eisenhower. The Vice President was the upstanding, of course I'm being facetious here, Richard Nixon. The Nobel.
I am no criminal.
That's right.
I'm no crook, he said.
That's right. The Nobel Peace Prize winner was Albert John Lutuli. Miss America.
Brother Lutuli!
That's right. That's kind of a fun thing to say. Miss America Linda Mead from Natchez, Mississippi. Reminds me of, you know, nachos or something. The life expectancy was 69.7 years. The new house in 1960, boy, it jumped up a little bit. $12,675.
Things getting better, friends,
no.
As men depart from God, or things getting worse?
They're getting worse. The average income was $5,199 per year. A new car was $2,610. Rent's going up at $98 per month. Tuition to Harvard's going up, too, at $1,250 per year. Movie tickets were $1. Gasoline, 25 cents per gallon. And I'm sorry to say the postage stamp did go up 1 cent as well.
So where are we at?
We're at 4 cents now.
And these are the burnt hippies.
That's right.
These are the ones that are now in control of government. We're going to take a quick break. Be right back.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Welcome back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Wanted to tell you, too, folks, thank you very much for making us the number one radio show on Saturdays with Genesis Communication Networks. We're going on year four.
And,
yes, every Saturday, you guys are rocking the gauge, and we appreciate that. So, again, we just wanted to give you a shout-out and say thank you very much. Folks, at any time, if you'd like to be a part of the show, I know that we're dumping a lot of information. Oh, Bradley, you're giving us so much information. What are we supposed to say? If you are from this time of year and you would like to jump in, please do. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. And you are finishing off
1960, for those you just joined.
The Burnt Hippie era.
For those you just joining us, we're going back to Remember When, a nostalgic look back in time. We started off in the 1930s, did the 40s, 50s. We are finishing up the 60s with some birth notices here. I don't know if I should say that. Amy Grant was born this year, Sean Penn and Daryl Hannah.
I was looking and thinking,
I don't know how old some of these people are. The most romantic jetliner, this is kind of interesting, was Douglas DC-8. Never heard of that before. Music, you could go on and on about a few different things. Chubby Checkers, The Twist. And going back to look at some of these.
We seen him about 10 years ago walking through a mall. And guess what he's playing?
Let's Twist and
Let's Twist
Again.
That's exactly right.
You know, it's amazing those one-hit wonders, how much, you know,
money can be made from
just one. And it goes on for generations. I mean, here we are, 2015, and we know what this song is because it was that popular and you've heard it so much.
Yeah.
And also some of these ads, you know, when you look at an ad, of course, ads are supposed to make you do what they're, you know, want you to buy their products, so on and so forth. I'm looking at this Campbell's soup ad.
Is that what those are for?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure when you look
really,
at
I
it.
I just want to make
billboards
sure.
Billboards and stuff.
This is why it's hard staying.
I know. I'm just saying, of course it's doing what
head
it's supposed to make you do.
Head and shoulders above the rest of us.
But these ads are real, they're nice to look at because they're just clean and classy. You know, they're just to give you the good feeling of the good old days
yeah.
when things were pure and innocent and wholesome. And that's exactly what
Little House
on
the Prairie.
Yep.
Yeah, what year are you in?
Feeling. I'm in 1960. Little House on the Prairie came in 1970s.
Yep. I'm going to hit that one.
So that's just finishing it up with a nice Campbell's Soup ad. Get you all excited about that.
Interesting. Remember when we were at Wilson's house in Washington, D.C.?
Woodrow Wilson?
Woodrow Wilson's house. And we went into his basement, and they had cans of Campbell's soup from, it was food that he had in his shelves back in the day.
Yeah.
It was still there.
Yeah.
I wonder if it was as good.
I mean, if I was
to open it up and, like, could you think it'd be good?
I think, like, you know, the expiration date might have expired by that time.
I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
1970. Let's go to national news. Things get a little interesting here. George Wallace leads a major backlash against racial integration. 1970 National News, the Environmental Protection Agency is created. Folks, see, this is when things started getting really weird, was in the 60s. Here's this free love hippie movement and the American people. This is where they started to stand down. An explosion aboard Apollo 13 forces the emergency return of the damaged spacecraft and its crew. You can take that for what you want, friends. The United States voting age is lowered from 21 to 18 years old. Compact discs, CDs are developed in 1970. The first Earth Day, April 21st, is marked by widespread demonstrations against pollution. Friends, you better bet your bottom dollar that was a global initiative.
Yep.
These people are mentally ill.
And we start worshiping the creation rather than the creator.
When I see those billboards up, you know, I wonder how many people show up, what, like 10 of them?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or you get around those people that talk about how the world's overpopulated because they're environmentalists and they love the globe.
They apparently never
and you know what?
Fly.
Then I say, if we got to get rid of some people, let it be you first.
That's right. And I think I don't think they've ever been in an airplane a day in their lives, too, because when you fly, you see land for miles
and
miles.
That's all you see.
It's like, there's no one here.
You know, and then when you fly over the ocean, you can look to the east and to the west and the north and the south, and that's all you see is ocean. But, friends, just remember this. That's just the top.
That's right.
There's springs and valleys. That's not
and all
how deep it is, right? So going back to 1970 National News, the first New York City Marathon is run on September 23rd, 1970, attracting 126 starters. 126 folks. The soap opera, All My Children, folks, you know, I remember when I was a kid, I never understood soap operas. I never understood why people got caught up into them. And, you know, it's nothing but adultery, lying, stealing, everything that Satan would love for you to teach your children is exactly what these people are teaching you. And you should pay attention to some of the sponsors, friends, because they're in it together. It's just below the belt stuff. Wisdom is justified by your children, friends. And this is the kind of stuff we don't want our kids to see. And I am just absolutely amazed as a kid when my aunt would have, what do you like about these things? Gossipy, garbage, cheating on each other, lying to each other, killing each other. You get the point. 1970 television favorites became, well, more highlighted, The Flip Wilson Show, Hawaii 5-0, Medical Center. That was in the 1970s. Now let's go over to... Interesting facts in 1970, the President of the United States, Richard Nixon, for a minute, Vice President of the United States, Spiro Agnew, Miss America was Pamela Eldred, Speaker of the House was John W. McCormick, life expectancy in 1970 was increasing to 70.8 years at this point. And then we have a Remember When. Jimi Hendrix and Janis Joplin both passed away. By the way, Jimi Hendrix choked on his own puke, and so did Janis Joplin. As a matter of fact, Janis Joplin, I believe she died from disease. Can you check that for me really quick? I mean, they were both just as worthless. But I just want to double check, just have my facts straight. The music of the 70s was ushered in with the likes of Led Zeppelin, the Beatles. I still, folks, just to prove the point that the enemy can give to anybody he wants, Beatles are a prime example.
Okay, so
I wish every one of them would have been stepped on. I really don't like the Beatles.
Crush the bugs, all
yes.
right? Janis Joplin, cause of death was a heroin overdose.
Okay, there you go. Yep. And she's influencing the young people across the globe.
Seriously.
And so the globalists would have it. 1970 cost of living. Again, we can't blame the globalists, friends. Just making sure everybody understands my point. We got to take responsibility. New house in 1970 was $23,400. Average income in 1970, $9,357 per year. A new car, $3,979. The average rent in 1970 was $140 per month. The tuition to Harvard University was $2,400 per year now. A movie ticket, $1.50. Gasoline, 36 cents per gallon. United States postage stamps, 6 cents per gallon. I'm sorry, 6 cents each. 6 cents each. Now, I was just a little toddler with diapers on in the 70s, but I don't remember gas ever being 36 cents a gallon. The cheapest that I can remember gas was 97 cents a gallon.
Yep. Yeah, I can even remember it a little bit even lower than that once.
Well, then, do the math. How does that work?
I don't know, but I remember one time in Florida, I was getting gas, and it was like, I want to say like in the 80s, like maybe it was about that. I know it was underneath a dollar, maybe 89 cents or around there. But it's interesting how when you look at what gas prices were compared to what they are today, it just makes your blood boil even more. It's like, wow, how far we've fallen. Okay, now.
1980,
a great year. I think it's just a fabulous year. But world news was Iran and Iraq began a war that will last over 8 years. So they've still been going at it, you know, ever since then. Now, I want to bring up this point, which I think is a great point. The United States leads a boycott of the 1980 Olympic Games in Moscow. Now, of course, we have the 1980 games we have where, you know, the Russians versus the United States.
Yeah.
That greatest...
David versus Goliath.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, the miracle that took place there with the actual Americans overtaking the Russians, which is pretty much unheard of. It was amazing. But that's a great true story about Herb Brooks.
As a matter of fact, some of those hockey players live right down the road from us.
Yes, they do, in the great state of Minnesota, or Minnesota, as we like to call it. The World Health Organization announces the worldwide eradication. Eradication of smallpox.
Yeah.
Which is good that smallpox is gone, but again, we're going back to that global, you know, the whole global thing. Now, this is bad, and I wish this didn't happen in 1980, but CNN began broadcasting on June 1st, 1980. They would have done better just to...
Well, they just need to tell the truth.
Exactly.
People are tired of their lies.
That's right. Okay, now, I'm happy to say that 1980, it talks about television favorites. And what do we have here in 1980? Take a guess. Little House on the Prairie.
Yep.
Little House on the Prairie
I thought that started in 76.
It did start in the 70s, a later 70s. However, in the 80s, 1980, that's when it became a television favorite. So Little House on the Prairie had a 10-year run. So when you look at, you know, a couple of years into it, people were really appreciating television where it had, you know, good morals and values about faith and about family and about love and dedication. So Little House on the Prairie was a television favorite.
I want people to know this because this is a personal deal with me.
Mm-hmm.
Eugene Horowitz, you know him as Michael Landon.
Yes.
People do need to understand that being raised up, that Pa on Little House on the Prairie was a deal maker with the God of Heaven. Little House on the Prairie came with a promise made to God. That's when I don't want to call it a sitcom, but the series Little House on the Prairie came out.
Yeah.
That was God's answer to a prayer that Michael sent up to God.
That's right.
He said that he... Go ahead.
Yeah, basically, his daughter was in trouble, and I think she had gotten into some drugs and drug abuse, and he said, well, Lord, if you basically spare my daughter, I'll make a difference, you know, for you on television. If you look at that show, there's such an anointing at times on that show. And
he Michael was a
Landon,
father to that generation.
He was
my daddy.
Yeah, and Michael
in a lot
Landon,
of ways.
He did other shows after Little House on the Prairie, but Little House on the Prairie had that special something that even generations today are still being raised up on it because it just had that wholesome. I mean, you know, every once in a while you run into a $1 million man, you know, a one in a million. I shouldn't say $1 million, but one in a million kind of man. Michael Landon was the type that you
can
never...
One in a million.
Well, yeah, that's what I said. One, I corrected myself. One that you cannot go back and duplicate because he was one in a million.
He was natural.
Absolutely.
And it was anointed, and there's no question about it. He was used by God to raise up a fatherless generation. There's no getting away from that.
Mm-hmm.
So you got
natural.
More in the 1980s?
I got more in the 1980s.
Okay, cool.
Back.
So all you rockers, get ready, set. We're going to be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1-866-233-0747. Last segment. Be right back.
The Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, folks. This is Matt Barber with Liberty Council Action, encouraging you to listen to Sons of Liberty. These guys are true warriors fighting to take America back. Listen to Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jay, going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends, bringing the bread of life to you. You know, I've been so beat down over the last couple. Well, last week we were hitting it hard on what's going on in Baltimore, and I'm just doing my best to uncover these criminals that are behind the facade in which they want you to believe in. And it's very real, of course, but you need to know who's responsible for doing it. And we need law and justice to prevail, because at the end of the day, it's going to prevail. But I just got to the point where I was just going to give you the whole the whole spiel again on what's going on with, you know, audio and so on and so forth, and expose the Alinsky methodologies and the totalitarian methods that they use. And I just said, you know what? Enough is enough. Let's have a little fun and show the American people and people on a global level, literally, that listen to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com 6 days a week. Let's just show them what a God-fearing people look like. And let's show them the slow digression of a people that depart from a living God. And going back again to Jeremiah 6:16, friends, it simply tells us to go back to the old paths and walk therein. It says, thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and you shall find rest for your souls. But you know what the people said, friends? We will not walk therein. And then God comes back again and says, I also set watchmen, prophets over them, saying, listen carefully to the sound of the trumpet, warn them. But you know what the people said? We will not hearken, we will not listen. So we just wanted to show you the digression of America, because in the 30s, in the 40s, in the 50s, this was a God-fearing nation, friends. In the 60s, it started getting really weird. In the 70s, it started getting weirder. People started getting caught up into the whole idolatry, pornography, women, men. I mean, when I grew up, it was all Elvis Presley and, you know, all this. I wasn't around for the Beatles garbage. Wow. That's another month-long show. Wow. And, but just to show you, the Beatles were used to show people that they'll fall for anything.
Yeah.
That they were famous. Yeah. Wow. But so in saying that, friends, we just wanted to have a little fun today.
Right.
But the choice is up to you, America. Either we're going to go back to the old past and do it the right way, which is God's way, or else we're going to do it our own way. And if we're going to do it our own way, do rest assured that we're going to go down as the greatest time period of fools ever in the history of mankind. Because to whom much is given, much is required. And I want to tell you something, my friends. Because I love, out of truth, much has been given to us. And we have a great responsibility. And our posterity hopes that we are going to stand up and do the right thing for them. And the only way to do that is to get back to our Maker and the lawgiver.
That's right. Now, so going back and completing it off here in 1980, the President of the United States was Jimmy Carter. The Vice President of the United States.
The peanut farmer.
That was Walter
Mondale. And by the way,
remember
his appeal was that he was a born-again Christian, and that's what won him over? Yeah. Folks, this is nothing new. They all do the same thing.
Well,
but behind closed doors, they believe in none of them.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Now, Miss America was Cheryl Pruitt, Ackerman, Mississippi. Another one from Mississippi there. The Speaker of the House of Representatives was Thomas...
Wait a minute. What do you mean acronym?
Ackerman, Mississippi.
Oh, Ackerman. That's the name of the city. I'm sorry. I thought you said acronym.
Oh, no.
I was going to say, what was the acronym? Like DARE?
Yeah, right.
DARE
right.
To
no,
resist?
No, no.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
Gotcha.
Miss America, the Speaker of the House of Representatives was Thomas P. O'Neill, Jr., Democrat. Now, the life expectancy has been kind of going up and up and up.
Thomas P. O'Neill?
Yes. Thomas P., his middle initial,
gotcha.
O'Neill, and he was a junior. It's a lot to remember there, but yes,
okay.
That's him, good old Tommy.
Okay.
And then the life expectancy was 73.7 years.
Huh.
So going up as far as the life expectancy rate. The cost of living, now I did notice this because I wrote this down. The new house, and you were going in the 70s, was $23,000, you know, $23,000-some dollars. The new house in 1980, 10 years, more than doubled at $68,714. The average income was $19,173 per year. A new car, which has bounced way up, especially since the 1930s, was $7,201.
I remember seeing advertisements for brand new cars, about $6,000 to $8,000.
Yep.
I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And a Cadillac was like $12,000 to $14,000, and that was a big deal.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, the average rent was $300 per month.
Well, you were driving around in Cadillacs, weren't you?
Oh, definitely, all the time. I mean, I was definitely a catty girl. Of course, that's totally me. Tuition to Harvard University was $5,300 per year. A movie ticket, you know, going from like, what, 25 cents is now $2.25 each. Gasoline is now $1.19 per gallon. And the United States postage stamp, I think it ended at like 6 cents, if I remember correctly or so. And now it's 15 cents. So it's
I remember when stamps were 10 cents.
Yeah.
Yep.
10 cents. Granulated sugar, 85 cents or 5 pounds. Vitamin D milk, $2.02 per gallon. How do I get this like $2.02? I mean, I can say like $1.50 or something.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It gets so specific here. Ground coffee, $2.50 per pound. Bacon, $1.40 per pound. Eggs, 50 cents per dozen, which is still a great deal, I think. Fresh ground hamburger, 95 cents per pound. And fresh baked bread was 51 cents per loaf. They go back with some different birth notices, so on and so forth. You're looking at, you know, favorite music. You know, we're going into Queen, who was, you know, obviously their lead singer, I believe, was a homosexual.
He was. He died of AIDS.
Died of AIDS,
yep.
Okay.
Freddie Mercury.
So when you're looking at, you were talking about, you know, rock music and all these things that started to pop up here in the 80s, you keep going and going and going. You see the digression and how more things are permissible. There's more promiscuity.
Well, there was a show, I don't know if it was in the 80s or in the 70s, but I remember it was called Three's Company. I didn't know what a homosexual was. It just never even crossed my mind that there was people out there that liked each other, male on male, women on women. And I remember there used to be a lot of gay jokes. So it started out as being a funny thing. And homosexuality, sodomites were not accepted. It was against the law all the way up until 1973, it was considered a mental illness, and it most definitely is crimes against nature. And that is, by the way, state statute vernacular, because it's directly derived from Scripture in Romans 1. But interestingly enough, I remember Three's Company used to make light of the gay lifestyle, and they made jokes about it. Now we can see it's not a joke at all.
Oh, no, not
at all. So you see how it starts out as a joke, and then all of a sudden, what does it really do? It unmasks itself over time to show you that they're not playing at all.
That's right.
They really mean what they do.
Yeah, and it's really interesting, too, when you look at these.
And so do I.
Yeah, absolutely. And you look at these ads going back here to the Remember Me book, you can totally tell, you know, the 70s, 80s haircuts, you know, the feathering, the mullets, whatever you want to call them, going back into time. Movie Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back, lots of different things. But when you look at it and you see the digression, even in just, you know, what was allowed, what was permissible. You know, if you look at talking about how Elvis Presley, you said, was like gas on a fire. And before him,
he was.
It was Christian music. He won his Grammys for his gospel music. But it was just, you know, Christian quartets, gospel music. That was the main thing. Then we get into Elvis. Then we start going to the Beatles. Then we start in the 19, you know, keep going from the 70s. You get Janis Joplin. We get weirdos like that.
Yeah.
Then you go on to the 80s. And then you get the, you know, the full-blown.
The cool rocker dudes.
Well, the who maybe looked a little, you know, they looked a little more like girls than they did like boys.
Well, no, the fact of the matter, yeah, there's no custom
way,
here.
Yeah.
1 Corinthians 11 talks about if there's no such custom. Keep in mind the custom of the day with the Nazarites, John the Baptist, Jesus, and the such, men had long hair.
Yeah, I wasn't speaking about the long hair.
I know.
I was talking
about
the makeup that
I'm
they
just
used
making
to wear,
the point, because when people get mad at me, that's what they do,
of
is
course.
They take a shot at me.
Because you're long hair.
But yeah, I want to go back to Elvis Presley really quick, because I'm not a guy. I just think that if there was, oh, how do I say this without being weird about it? I thought Elvis was very cool looking.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I began to look into some of his family background, as a matter of fact, we did high school assemblies in Tennessee. We did a particular high school, which was one of the two Christian schools at that point that we did, where the youth pastor came up to me and said, would you like to meet Elvis Presley's first fiance? And I said, okay, cool. I didn't know that I was doing Elvis Presley's church.
Yeah.
I was actually doing that high school assembly there. And I thought it was really cool. So we went back and we sat and talked with
Dixie.
Mm-hmm. And we just sat there and said, okay, so, well, we've been to Graceland. Cool. What's the big deal about Elvis? He said, well, he was way ahead of his time. As a matter of fact, his influence came, if you look at his hair, it came from his comic books that he used to watch.
That's right.
And he was just very unique. And her dad, which was a preacher, didn't like the fact that Elvis was so, what was the word that he used?
I don't know. Not weirdo, but, you know, just he was different. He was just a different
super
man.
Super quiet.
Yeah, he was very shy. Very shy. And so when you look at him, his whole persona was different. And just everything, how he moved was different. And what he did was different. And you look at it, we've got a documentary called He Touched Me about his gospel music.
Yeah, it's great.
And when you look at, I mean, there was definitely two sides to Elvis. There was a war for his soul, and he just chose to
sell out.
Yeah, exactly.
He
what
did.
Is it for
well,
a man
that's
to,
what he did.
To gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul?
Yeah.
When you look at that, he really had a war going on within him, but he chose the latter. He chose
what he gave up the world to save his soul.
That's exactly right. So when you look at them, he was very unique in many different ways. But the digression that you see from, you know, going to the 30s.
Oh,
all
my goodness.
Today,
really?
It's amazing what happened.
Do you know that at one point he had one-third of the globe watching one of his concerts, where he said when people put up a sign, they said, Elvis is the king. He said, nope, there's only one king.
Jesus Christ is the king.
Amen. Folks, love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. We'll talk to you soon. See ya.
The polar vortex is here and expected to...
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.